From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of July 10, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I am the vacationing Brian Sullivan, and it is part two of our return to the 2005 60 Second Clinic. That's right, we are running down some of the best clinics from last year's radio show. And on tap for you this week, we have some true heavyweights in the game. Three-time World Masters champion Brad Hammock will be joining us with some advice, along with the perennially youthful Alan Shack, plus Kevin McCoy and Indiana's Pat Vitale on the show this week. Our sponsors are Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com and Discraft at Discraft.com.
Controlled Distance has a new name.
Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech plastic. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
It is part two of the best of the 2005 60 Second Clinic, a special presentation of PDGA Radio News. And first up is three-time World Masters champion Brad Hammock, who will be talking about self-talk and stretching.
Basically, what I do, the way I play golf is I try to play closest to the pin off the tee. So I want to focus in and grind down as hard as I can to try and make that drive as close to the pin as I can. Therefore, if I execute, you know, properly, I should be parked or within, you know, 15 or 20 feet of the pin if it's a shot that I have on my bag. And from there, as long as I make an adequate shot and I'm anywhere near the basket, I look it, I identify where it's at, and I start telling myself, I'm going to make that putt. I'm going to make that. I got that. I can make that. I'm going to make that putt. And I continue to talk myself properly, use positive self-talk all the way till it's my turn. And then I just try to think about form. I try to just sit there and keep saying to myself, I'm going to make this. I'm going to make this. I want that. I think I can do it. I think I can make it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. And I just keep the self-talk going as I'm doing my routine, and I just let it take over. And just think positive and try to make a positive stroke, and don't fear the comeback. Never fear the comeback putt, because when you're putting well, you should be able to hit that 20-footer coming back. That way you can always make an aggressive run. Give yourself a chance, and then if you don't make it, you can secure your par and move on to the next hole. I've been quite active and quite fortunate in surviving many accidents in my day. I've been in car wrecks where they flipped three times. I've been hit by a drunk driver. I've wrecked motorcycles. I've fallen out of rope swings and landed in a pit of rocks on my head. I've played tennis for a lot of years. I've played golf for a lot of years, and as you know, I've thrown a million golf shots. So through my various car accidents, I've adopted several stretches that I implement every day. And I also am a big fan of a hot shower in the morning and after a round if I can. I usually don't get those till the evening, but I always stretch in the shower under the hot water. I've got a little routine I do. I stretch my hamstrings out. I stretch my back out. But then I have a few exercises. I try to keep my hamstrings and, believe it or not, the tops of your legs, the front and the top of your leg, get tight and rarely get stretched. And I also do stretches for my arms, my, you know, I don't know what you call them, what the actual name of it is, but I do stretches, but I do stretch every day. And it's important to do it every day, because you don't want to just one day go out there, hey, I'm going to start stretching today, because you'll stretch your muscles out and then they're going to want to tighten up immediately. The key is to stretch them out every day so they get used to it, and then they stay stretched out. And then you just have to maintain your stretch, and you don't have to stretch as intensely. And you can kind of coast on it a little bit to where, you know, you might go a couple days without stretching a whole lot. But then I can always feel when the tension's setting in, you know. And I've got a little routine when I'm driving behind the wheel of my car. I do a lot of long drives. I'll take the seat all the way back, and I'll stretch my legs out, grab the steering wheel in many different fashions, and pushing and pulling and tightening my stomach, tightening my low back, stretching my low back to make sure that low back doesn't get too tight, because I've had it happen in the past where I took a long ride out to Vegas and I had some tension in there. It took me a couple months to get out, I didn't get it out till I had some really deep acupressure work done. And I'm a big fan of massage, too. I try to get a massage once every couple weeks, professional massage.
Couple of tips from last year's 60-second clinic from Brad Hammack. Up next is Michigan's Alan Shack. He is old enough to play in the Masters Division, yet still regularly is a winner at big events in the Open Division. And Al has a number of topics to talk about, including driver weight, headwinds, tailwinds, and some other things that will get your attention.
When I'm driving into a headwind, my first thoughts are to keep the plate down and out of the wind. If it's turnover disc, it's going to carry a little bit right and it'll finish left. As long as you keep it, you know, keep the hood down, which is, you know, keep the top edge over so the wind can't get underneath the plate of the disc so that you don't get popped up or fade off to the right short. Most common error that most, you know, beginners do is they try to muscle the disc too much and not really rely on just throwing it. They try to get up there and they try to kill it, you know, which means that, you know, you're throwing as hard as you can. And when you do that, the spin turns the disc over to the right if you're right-handed, or turns it over to the left if you're left-handed. And which, you know, once it does that, the wind jumps on top and just pushes it down. To take advantage of a tailwind. Nine times out of ten, with the tailwind, you can use a less stable disc, just because that the wind coming up over the top of the disc will keep the front edge down, which, you know, that's what you really want. And what I would do is take a Viking or a beat up Eagle, or even a beat up T-Bird, you know, put it on a hyzer. That way, it'll flip up a little bit, but the wind will not allow it to flip all the way over. So the wind will help carry it and push it down the fairway.
The weight, I vary so much. It's sort of crazy. Like my T-Birds, you know, I can go from like 160 grams to max at 175. My maximum distance throwing weight, I think, is around 172, 73. At least that seems what works best for me to get my maximum distance. I like throwing the lighter ones with a good tailwind, you know, because they'll get a little carry. Plus, you know, they'll hold a good line. Then, you know, into the wind, you know, I'll throw the heavier ones, the 175s or 74s, just for their stability into the wind. Well, it's hard with the new player, you know, to go with the weights, because it really doesn't matter. Because the new player needs to figure out how to keep the disc straight and flat. That's, you know, because as soon as they master that, it makes a big difference. You know, they'll even notice it in their game that, you know, whoa, I'm picking up strokes, you know, because I can keep it straight. Whereas, you know, max weight driver, all of a sudden it's, you throw it out there and it's turning real hard to the left. Well, that's just the way the disc will finish, though. You know, as it starts slowing down the spin, it'll turn harder to the left. So a lot of times new players, I tend to try to give them something that's pretty much a straight flying disc for me. That way it's still got enough stability for them. You know, if they do pull it over, it'll fight out and finish, you know, the way a disc is supposed to finish.
Michigan's Al Shack from the 2005 season of the 60-Second Clinic here on PDGA Radio News. We will take a break, and when we come back, it is Oklahoma's Kevin McCoy.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion Line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with the new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
We are back for more of the best of the 2005 60 Second Clinic, a special presentation of PDGA Radio News. Our guest now is Oklahoma's Kevin McCoy. Long and accomplished is this disc golfer, and some of the topics he told us about last year and we are revisiting include keeping your eye on the target, plus the mental game, practice and putting, the thumber shot,
and visualization. Listen and learn.
When I'm driving, I definitely like to keep my head still, focused on my target. Of course, sometimes when you're really having to unleash a drive, per se, over 350 to 400 feet, it's kind of hard to keep your eye on your target, but definitely inside of 350, I'm keeping my head on the target just because, going back to my baseball days, when a pitcher is pitching the ball, it's coming to home plate, you don't want a lot of head movement because the ball level is going from up and down. So I'm trying to use that in a disc golf, and if your head's moving around, your target is changing. I mean, I don't know if this is true, but this is what I try to, you know, I think and I try to tell people, is if you got to keep your head still and keep it on your target, especially for upshots and stuff like that, because I think if you keep your target the same, it'll be a lot easier. It should come out a lot easier for you. For an advanced player to get to the next level, the thing that I see them having problems with the most is what I'm having problems with right now, mental game. It's not the end of the world if you get a bogey. You know, it's getting a bogey or getting a five, it's part of the game. And I noticed that me personally lately, and a lot of AMs will take it really hard when they make a bogey on a hole maybe they should be birdieing or even a par, and they let it linger for too many holes. They let it think about it for two, three holes, and it's not doing any good to keep thinking about what the past was, because the past is past. Just that you got to focus on the hole ahead of you, the shot ahead of you. And if you can just have real short memory, you know, about your negatives, then you should have good results. The practice routine I like to do is just throw, like I'm playing four rounds in one. Like I'll play from four different lies. I'll throw four drives, four up shots, four putts. So I'm getting pretty much four rounds of golf in one round. I do have a putting routine. The putting routine I have is, people make fun of it a little bit because I aim at my putt and I'll kind of flex my arm up like I'm going to putt. And I may do it 3 times, I may do it 10 times, may even do it 15 times until it feels just like the way I'm going to release the putt. And once I do it that, then I just get to the point where it's time to release the putt, and I'm hopefully doing the same routine, the same motion up and down that I was practicing for right before I let go. I really like throwing forehand, you know, even if it's tomahawk, if it's a thumber, typical baseball throw. You know, I played baseball in college, so it's my arm's already conditioned for those kind of shots. Even if I'm just throwing a two-finger flex shot with a stable disc to make a big S shot, I really like throwing it forehanded. But the tomahawk, thumber, pancake, whatever people want to call it, it's definitely the best shot to get out of trouble because it's fairly accurate. The only problem is the distance control. If you pretty much line up your target, if you're throwing with a thumber, you pretty much just aim 10 feet to the left where you want to end up. If you're throwing with two fingers inside for a tomahawk, you just aim 10 to 20 feet to the right, and it seems to land on my target every time. So I don't know if maybe it's the disc I'm throwing or angle or whatever, but it just seems like those two shots seem to work real well to get out of trouble. The key in visualizing where or you want to throw your drive when you're driving, I would say look as far down the fairway as possible. If you start looking at the first tree then the fairway, it's usually bad news. You're just trying to get around that first tree. Usually doesn't work out for you in the long run. So me personally, I try to look as far down the fairway, pick my line, try to focus on getting my angle of the disc out of my hand so it'll reach my final destination, the point I'm looking for down the middle of the fairway.
Tips there from Oklahoma's Kevin McCoy. Finally, we go to Indiana and Pat Vitale, the little guy with the big gun. Yeah, he's about 4 foot nothing or so. Sorry, Pat. But he can throw a country mile, and he's going to be telling us about a basic understanding of the game and how it will help you to improve, plus getting more distance, your drivers and their weights, putting aggressively, and his putting routine, plus maybe we'll throw in a roller shot in there as well. Here is Indiana's Pat Vitale.
Some of the biggest mistakes that I see new players doing, honestly, would probably not investigate the game very much. A lot of guys, you know, sure, they go out and just have fun and kind of throw around, but you know, if anybody that really wants to get good at the game, you need to find your local pro or find some good, some guys that know how to play the game. And I think one of the quickest ways to get going in this sport, if you're just starting out, is to realize that the disc naturally flies the opposite direction of the hand you throw with. So understanding that and knowing that if you manipulate the direction, you can use it to your advantage. If I had any advice on how to throw farther, I would say, for one, is to strengthen your arm. Talk to guys other than me that can throw really far. They probably have some better tips. But just in my situation, it's been working out a little bit to strengthen my arm and throw a lot of discs. Watch guys that throw far and learn what it is they do. You can pull back a little farther. I throw discs. I turn discs over to throw far. I don't have raw power. So if you lack raw power, use the flight of the disc to your benefit. You throw it hard, you turn it over, and you let it naturally fly out, you know, to the left if you're right-handed and to the right if you're left-handed. Well, as for choosing weights for your drivers, I guess a lot of that would depend on your situation as a player. If you're just beginning, you know, I think it's in your best interest to use lighter weight discs. I think it's easier to get more distance, and you're not working as hard. They're less, you know, you're not going to get as much of the stability out of them. And I use mid-weights, you know, it also depends on the situation. Is it real windy? You know, are you trying to throw real far? I like kind of heavier discs because I like using distance control. I'll throw a shot up a little bit higher and harder and let it die in. And, you know, if you're looking to go real far, then maybe something a little bit lighter would be in your best interest. You know how you avoid doing that if you're going to be an aggressive putter and you're going to use more spin? Really, it takes practice. When I first started, I putted twice as hard, and I spent a lot of time missing, going long, and back and forth. And, you know, I realized that wasn't much fun. So I did slow my putt down a little bit. I started using a little bit more height to let it drop so I didn't have to throw it as hard. And, you know, now I just realize that, you know, what's best for me is just to attack it. If I go 30 feet by, most of the time I hit it. So if you're skeptical about it, I'd say practice first. And when you're in tournaments or competitions, I'd say putt a little bit softer, a little bit higher, till you get comfortable with it, and then tack away. Putting is a lot like a free throw to me. That's how I learned how to do it originally. Kind of just throw up and let it drop in. You know, I have a very simple routine. I just step up to my mark and I line my foot up kind of at an angle to the basket, and I look at my disc, and I line my disc up with the basket, and I just take a couple practice little strokes, and then I just go follow straight through. I think my focus is really paying attention to what I'm doing. You don't even necessarily have to look right at the basket. If you line up and all your mechanics are what they should be, you know, as for looking at a link, I say when it's, you know, you could say aim small, miss small. But, you know, the basket, the chains are wide and there's a good enough target. I kind of look at the hole of the chains and I try to get the disc when I release it to be going straight at it. First of all, the disc I would use would probably be a ZXS, or I'm using the Glide now, which is a new Discraft disc that I love for rolling. And the only way I can explain it is just, you know, it's a total shank shot. You know, if you ever think about shanking really bad, You overextend the disc, you angle it. Actually, I come over from behind and come over the top of my body instead of coming straight across or overpowering it. And you just kind of, it's like turning the steering wheel. You throw it out hard, you throw it on an angle, almost straight up and down. And then you just got to learn how to land on those certain angles to get it to work.
Indiana's Pat Vitale wraps up our Best of the 2005 60 Second Clinic, a special presentation from PDGA Radio News. We hope you not only have enjoyed the past couple of weeks as we have revisited some of these clinics, but have learned something as well. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. I will be back from vacation next week with fresh news from the world of disc golf for you. I want to thank our sponsors this week, Discraft and Innova Champion Disc, musical assistance from The Vamps in Mississippi. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.